If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, we do say we appreciate the good Lord this morning. Appreciate Him a touch in our hearts and our lives and giving us that blessed hope that we have in Christ. Amen? Without Him, if we had a hope in Him only in this world, Paul said we'd be of all men most miserable. But I'm glad we've got a hope in the Lord that's eternal. Amen. Praise God. It's settled in heaven. The Lord's done made provision for us. Praise God. And I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? What a Savior, what a Lord we have in Christ the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 25. You want to stand honored reading of God's Word? Matthew chapter number 25. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 31. It says, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, But I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will bear help, on this thought. Who will stand with God? Who will stand with God? Amen. When it's all said and done, I'm just wondering today, who is going to stand with God? Who's going to be there for the duration of saying, amen? It's easy to say, somebody ought to do this and somebody ought to do that, but what will we do? Who will stand with God, praise the Lord? I'm hoping we will. Amen. The church of the born-again believer, we believe the Word of God, we believe the things of God, and we believe in the hope that we have in God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there's a hope that's out of this world, literally, and what a blessing that is. As we look at this today, and we look at this, the Scripture here, and it says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory. And now as we look at this, and we wonder who's going to stand with God, there's going to be a day, praise God, that Lord Jesus is going to reign supreme. Now we can either give Him the supremacy of our life now and let Him just lead us now, praise God, or answer for it then. But I'm glad today that we can just surrender to the Lord, seek Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength, like He tells us to do in Deuteronomy 6, and the same with rule, praise God, and there is good for us today. If we'll just seek the Lord with every fiber in our being, we can find Him if we'll seek Him early. I don't wait till it's too late. There's a lot of people that's going out of here that's waited too late. You know, the biggest lie of the devil today is just wait a while, don't put it off. You've got a lot of living to do. Go ahead and do your living. I tell you, better live for Jesus. It's a whole lot better to live for Jesus, praise God, than to live in this world without Him. Amen. It's a whole lot better to live in this world with Him than without Him, praise God. But as we look at this, we can see, let me just tell you something to say. Now, He's not talking about the great white throne judgment. Amen. That's going to come later on, praise God. But we're looking for the Lord, praise God, and we're looking for His appearing. Amen. Praise God. When the Lord of glory comes with all His holy angels and says, praise His name, won't that be something? Amen. Praise the Lord. Won't that be something? Won't that be something of splendor when the Lord God Almighty steps out with a trumpet of shout? When God Almighty begins to move? When God's presence is recognized? Said the whole world's going to see Him. Amen. He's going to get our attention one day, one way, whether we want to or not. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see when the Lord moves out. Now in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16, it speaks the Lord moves out with all of His saints, with the army from heaven. Amen. You can see this playing out right before our eyes. And what a blessing that is. You see in Revelation chapter 19, 17 through 19, you see a great battle that's going to take place. When the world rises up and thinking they can stand against God Almighty, they're standing against the power and the force. Praise God, it's to be reckoned with. Amen. I'm glad my God's not a no wimpy God. Now when He came, the first time Jesus came as a lamb for the slaughter. But praise God, when He comes back, Brother Bill, He's coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise the Lord, that's who I'm serving today. That's who I'm walking with today. Praise God, is the Lord God of glory. Amen. Praise God, and one of these days He's coming in all His glory. He's coming in all His splendor. Amen. But there'll be a great battle. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, it said that those beasts and the false prophet, amen, they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. It said they're going to be cast alive into the lake of fire. Amen. Praise God, what a time that'll be. Amen. In 1,000 years, praise God, and it will transpire. He said that'll be in Revelation chapter 20, verse 5 and 6. He speaks about, or verse 1 and 3, talks about Satan being cast into the bottomless pit. He's going to be locked up. Won't it be good when the old devil is taken out of the way? And when the old devil's moved off the scene, when the old devil won't be there to hinder us, praise God, won't that be something? Amen. Amen. I was talking about in Sunday school, and a lot of times we want to pack a whole lot off on the devil. Amen. Brother Bill said that there's a lot of times we want to blame a lot of stuff on the devil, but the devil is not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. You say, well, Pastor, how can you attribute all the things, all the bad things in this world if the devil's not omnipresent? I'll tell you how we can attribute this old flesh that we live in. Amen. Amen. In our mortal form, in humanity, praise God, we're apt to be sinners. Bible said, well, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we're all apt to get caught up in that. But God has made provision through Jesus Christ to come out of the sinfulness. Amen. But now old Satan, the devil, he's going to be bound and cast in that bottomless pit. Well, won't that be something? For about 1,000 years, he'll be out of the way. Revelation chapter 20, verse 5 and 6. And he said the first resurrection will be partakers of that 1,000-year millennial reign of Lord Jesus when He comes. Won't that be a blessing? When Jesus Christ comes in power and great might and glory to put down opposition till enmity, praise God, has made His footstool. Amen. Praise God to rule and reign in the hearts and the minds of men. Praise His holy name. But then it says at the end of 1,000 years... said that the Bible, Satan must got to be loosed for a little season. Revelation 23. That he's got to be loosed for a short season. Amen. Can you imagine a world where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, where He rules with a rod of iron? And still people are dissuaded in their minds to rise up in resistance against Him. Amen. Hey, listen, I wouldn't resist Him, praise God. I'd just receive Him. See, that's the difference today. Amen? That's the difference what we have. Whether we're going to stand with God or not is whether we receive Him or we resist Him. Amen? There's a lot of people say, well, preacher, I believe the Word of God, but... See, that's where we mess up. See, we believe the Word of God. Amen? We just believe what God says. Take what God says. Believe it, praise God, in our hearts, our minds. Let it go in our head, praise God. Absorb down into our heart and just trust God. The Bible said Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham had put righteousness, praise God, believing God was put on his account. We need to believe God today. Moses had to let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Let's believe what God says. Let's take it, apply it to our lives. Praise God. To see the splendor and magnificent power of an almighty God. He's wanting to speak to us tonight, young, today, if we'll just listen. We spoke about that in Sunday school. Sometimes we sit in church and we hear, but we don't listen. Amen. We hear, but we don't listen. Sometimes you get older in your life, praise God, and you come through and you start thinking, you start questioning. You say, man, I wish I'd pay attention in Sunday school. Hello? Man, I wish I'd have paid attention during the preaching. I wish I'd paid attention during Bible study. I wish I just knew more. Amen. Amen. I wish I knew more. I wish I'd have paid better attention. Amen. I was there. I heard it, but I didn't listen. Amen. I didn't listen. And a lot of times we ain't careful and we get so caught up in the things of this world and our own activities that we forget to listen to God. He's trying to speak to our hearts. He's trying to tell us of things to come. I mean, things that's so good, so magnificent, praise God, that it'll bless your heart, bless your life in so many ways. Hey, praise God. I want a blessing, don't you? I want a blessing from the blesser, praise God. I want to get under that spout where the glory comes out. I want to see the power of God. I want to know the God of glory, praise God. I want to be looking for Him. I want to be anticipating, praise God, His coming. Amen. I'm anticipating when I get to be with Him. It may be today. Maybe tomorrow, next month, next year. We don't know. But praise God, one day we know if we've been born again, praise God, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that one day you and I will be with Him. Amen. Praise His holy name. When the Son of Man shall come. Now that tells me that He's coming. It didn't say when, if the Son of Man might come. Or if He could come, it says when the Son of Man shall come. And He's coming in glory. Amen. Like I said, He's not coming as a little old lamb this time for the slaughter. Praise God, He's coming in all His splendid glory. He's coming to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's coming to the God of heaven, praise the Lord. He's coming as the Savior, the glory, hallelujah. He's coming as the Redeemer of men. Amen. Praise God. That's why Luke would say, praise God, when you see these things begin to come to pass, what we're seeing today, he said, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, Jesus is coming for the redeemed. Amen. I'm wondering today, there's a lot of people act like they don't believe that. Amen. You wonder, have they ever truly been redeemed? Have they been born again, praise God? Are they a child of the King? Amen. Are they looking for a Savior? Are they trusting in the Lord? We're to be blessed to look into the Lord, trusting in the Lord. But he said Satan's going to be loose for a little season. And he's going to come and deceive. He's going to try to destroy and tear down. That's what he does. Amen. If these things that's going awry in our lives, praise God, let me just tell you who's probably responsible for that. It's probably the devil in this old flesh we live because he likes to stir up the flesh. Amen. He likes to tell you, well, you don't need to do that, amen. Just do what you want to do. The old 60s additive, just do what feels good, amen. Praise God, we better do what God says is good. We better just stick with Him, praise God, because He knows what's best. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ coming in His glory. And it says He's coming to sit upon the throne of His glory, amen. He said, then shall he come with all the holy angels with him, and then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Praise God. Well, won't you know that's a magnificent throne? Don't you know that's a magnificent, praise God, what a blessing. Can you imagine just being able to pull up and just see the magnificence of the splendor? The hype has not been told, as King Sheba would say, about Solomon's temple and Solomon's godliness. But praise God, one of these days, greater than Solomon, praise God, is going to be here. Glory, hallelujah, in splendor and great glory. And we'll get to see him, praise God. Can you imagine? I can only imagine. That's about all I can do. Praise God, just what God has told us. how great and marvelous it's going to be in the presence of God. To be in the presence of godliness. Amen. As this begins to play out. And the Bible says that the Son of Man will come in His glory. Praise God. And said the holy angels with Him. And He'll sit upon the throne of His glory. That tells me that's His throne. Praise God. It don't belong to another. It's the one that's been established from the very beginning, established for the kingdom. It was the same throne that His father David sat upon. Praise God, it's the same throne that the Lord Jesus is going to sit upon, and He's going to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. What a blesser that we have. Praise God. And He said He's going to gather from there, He's going to gather up all the nations. See, there's a lot of people today said that we think that we can get by with a lot of stuff. We think we can do this or we can do that. And it was a time the Bible said that God would wink at some of that because we just didn't know no better. But praise God, I'm telling you today that God Almighty knows exactly what's taking place. And He's given us direction so that we can know better. And He's calling us on it one day. Amen. God's going to call us on it. He said, David, before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, and a sheep divideth, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Amen. Those sheep are those that know His name, they praise, and follow Him. They know Him, they follow them, and He calls them by name. Those are the sheep. Amen. Is the Lord calling you by name today? Praise God, He knows who you are, and He's calling you by name, but do you know who He is? Praise God, if you recognize Him as the Lord God of heaven, are you calling upon Him? But more than that, are you following Him today? He is leading you. You know where He's leading? He's leading in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Our righteousness is filthy rags, but the righteousness of Almighty God is true righteousness. It'll help you to do right. It'll help you to be pleasing unto God. He said, they're going to call us, they're going to call out these nations. All the nations of the earth are going to give an account. Amen. Every one of them, from the greatest to the smallest. Can you imagine these United States when we stand accountable for God for all that we've done, past, present, and future? We better wake up today and we better proclaim from the truth how great things God has done for those people that call upon His name, the touch that He has upon your life, the tug upon your heart to take you in the direction you ought to go. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. Hey, praise God. I'm thankful for that tug today. Amen. I'm glad there's a tug from heaven. There's a tug that'll help us, praise God, along the way. But He said He'll gather up all the nations. Amen. In Joel chapter number 3, He speaks of this. He said there's going to be a court, and they're going to summon all the nations of the world. Amen. They're going to come and sit before this king. And they're going to be judged before the King of Glory. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I'm kind of apprehensive about being judged by the King of Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a judgment that we'll stand in. Praise God, I'm glad for a born-again believer. It's not about salvation, but it's about what we did for Him after we were saved. But this judgment's a different judgment. This judgment is dealing against those that have sinned against the nation of Israel and are going to come and give an account for what they've done to God's people. Hello? They're going to give an account. Joel said there's a judgment of the sins against the people. A sins of scattering them abroad. Of abusing them in so many different ways. Of dividing their land. Hello? Amen? We're even talking about doing that again. God forbid. We better stay with God. We better stay with His people. Amen? Praise God. How we treat God's people. How we treat each other. See, they were treated, so many times they've been treated as you would treat slaves. Just disregard for human and human lives. Amen? They're going to be judged because they've robbed the people. Amen? Just took upon themselves. So we see a court that's intervening. And the nations is going to come out, stand up and give an account. Amen? Every one of us. Every nation, praise God, is going to stand before God and we're going to give an account. Amen? We better be mindful of what the blessed old Word of God says. Praise God. So there's going to be a court. There's going to be an account. There's going to be a judgment. And then there's going to be a harvest. Joel chapter number 3, it says that the nations will be under judgment. Amen. And a harvest will be reaped. Look at Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14 and verse number 14. He says this, "And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the clouds one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, his hand a sharp sickle." Amen. That one is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. "And another angel came out of the temple, crying a loud voice unto him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, and all he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in the sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress even unto the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. See what's taking place. He said there's a time of judgment on the earth, and God's going to judge, praise God, those that have stood true to Him and His, and those that have neglected Him and neglected His. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this morning, young'uns, it's our responsibility to love God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength, and to love one another as we love ourselves, as Christ loved us. Amen. Praise God. That's our responsibility. Amen. And we're going to be judged whether we do or we don't love God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. He said, we're going to be brought into a valley. Amen. To where we're going to be judged, praise God. The winepress of the Lord God Almighty. In a battle called Armageddon. In the valley of Megiddo. Amen. He said, there'll be blood came out of the winepress, even to the horse's bridle, by a space of 1,600 furlongs. Amen. Now it says that a furlong is 582 feet. So if you figure 582 feet times 1,600, that'd be equivalent to 176 miles if you stretched it out. Amen. A mile being 5,280 feet. I said, God says one of these days, listen, young'uns, He said, He's going to say, I've had enough of these rebelling against God, rebelling against God's house, rebelling against the church, rebelling against our families, rebelling against the government, rebelling against everything. Praise God, we ought to be praying and seeking God's face in it all. But God says, one of these days, I'm going to get fed up, praise God, with the rebellion. He said, one of these days, it's going to be time for a reaping, and God's going to reap the earth. Praise God. He's going to call these nations together, and He's going to judge them. Amen. Judge them with a rod of iron. Praise God, one day in just a little while. Praise God. So we need to be anticipating what God's going to do. Amen. His people will come out. Of course, they'll come out strong because there's going to be some that's going to keep the faith. They're going to stay with the things of God. They're going to do the things that right. But praise God, God said He's going to bring them out, and there's going to be a harvest. He said there's going to be a storm come upon them people, a storm like they've never had. In verses chapter number 2 of Joel, verse 32, He said it's going to be in the valley of decision. He said there's a decision time coming. Youngins, listen to me? It's time to make a decision, young and old alike, whether we're going to go with God or we're going to forsake God. You say, well, preacher, I'm just going to kind of hang out in the middle lane, and when things get tough, I'll go with God. Let me tell you, friend, if you wait till then, it'll be too late. You better make a decision now before you get down in that valley of decision, that valley of trouble, that valley of judgment. When you get down in situations like that, listen to me, we don't always think clear when you got to act in a moment of time. Praise God, we need to have things settled. Praise God, with a deep settled peace in our hearts, and that we're going to stay with God. We're going to go with God. We're going to just love the Lord. Praise God, and seek His face and try to get as close to Him as we can. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, brother, but I'm going to be on His side. Amen. I've picked a side. Now, it's not hard to do, because I'm pretty competitive. I know you probably don't know that, but I'm pretty competitive. I want to be on the winning side. I want to be on the side that's coming out ahead. And I've read in a volume of book the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's a winner. He's already overcome, praise God. He is the God of glory. He's already overcome the obstacles, every obstacle we ever face. He's already been through everything we'll go through. Amen. So I'm just going to side with Him. I'm going to go with Him today. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to love Him. I'm going to live for Him to the best of my ability. Now, I'll come short every day. Amen. You will too. But see, that's why we got it in the valley decision, praise God. It's too late. He said, if we'll seek God with our heart and we'll follow Him, praise God, in righteousness. Amen. Let me just show you that right quickly. Joel chapter number 2. Joel chapter number 2, verse 32. He shall come to pass that whosoever, now watch this, shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. Because He said in Joel chapter number 3, verse 14, He said, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. He said, time of decision. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I wouldn't go down into the valley of decision, praise God. I'd go up into Jerusalem, into Zion with God Almighty, praise God. And whosoever call upon His name can be saved. I'd be saved today, praise God, so that we won't have to worry about getting caught up in that time, that valley of decision. Because judgment's coming, blood's going to flow. It's hard to imagine blood flowing to the horse's bridle. Amen. I don't believe that's talking about when he's grazing either. Amen. If he's grazing, his mouth would be on the ground. That wouldn't be much. But I'm thinking talking about a war horse, praise God, with his head up. Ready to fight, ready to go into battle. Amen. God's going to move, and God's going to judge. A decision. He said, the sun and moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Why? Because the God of glory is going to be shining. He'll outshine them all, praise God. He ought to do that every day in the hearts and minds of God's people. He said, the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter His voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of His people and the strength of the children of Israel. Praise God. He said that what's going to happen is God Almighty is going to roar out of there. But He's going to, the God of heaven is going to be the strength. The God of heaven is the strength of the people today. Amen. Praise God. Without Him, you're weak. Amen. Without Him, I'm weak. This old flesh ain't strong. It ain't strong enough to overcome the things that we face day by day. But God Almighty is. Because that storms are coming. That valley of decision is coming. But the Bible tells us that God is our strength. Amen. He's that strength to make an informed decision. Hello? Amen. He gives us options. I'm going to take option A, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to get on His side and stay there. Praise God. I'm going to dedicate myself to just loving Jesus because He first loved me. Amen. If He's going to love me when I'm an old wicked sinner out in this world, Praise God. I'm just going to now that I'm saved and born again, praise God, I'm going to love him because he first loved me. Praise God. Because I didn't love him in the beginning, I didn't know I need to. Hello? But now I love him, praise God, because I realize what he's done for me. How he came and he loved and he bled, he died for my sins according to Scripture and got up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God, now we're somebody going somewhere. Amen. The storms are coming, but we're going to be ready. Praise God, because we're going to get to be with him where he is. Amen. Why, and Joel says in closing of chapter 3 that there's going to be a glorious garden. Amen. Verse 18, he said, and it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine and the hill shall flow with milk. And all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. God says, I'm going to, he said, when I come to rule and reign, he said, I'm going to bring, praise God, I'm going to bring peace and harmony. He said, I'm going to bring glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to plant a garden, praise the Lord, and it's going to flow, it's going to be flowing with milk and honey. He said, it's going to be a place of goodness. It's going to be a place of mercy. It's going to be a place of love. But the reason that I had to judge, the reason I had to give judgment is because they were some people that committed violence against my people, some people that would push them out and push them down and hold them back. And God said, I'm coming. Pray God, that violence is the word Hamas. It's the same word used in Genesis 6 where God said, that there's violence in the world and I'm getting sick and tired of it, and I'm going to bring down a rain, and you're going to have to build an ark, Noah, and I'm going to flood her, and I'm going to wash the sin away. Glory, hallelujah, because I'm tired of the violence. Amen. That violence that's in the world. That's Hamas. That's what's happening today. That's what's happening over across the water. Amen. We see it day by day. That word Hamas means wrong, cruel, damaging, violent, sexual perversion, oppressive, and unrighteous. Amen. God says, I'm tired of the unrighteousness, the perversion, and the wickedness against the children of Judah. Now, what do we see here? Amen. When we ask the question that we're asking today, who will stand with God? It's going to be those, praise God, that like the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God don't bother me. The righteousness of God doesn't hurt me. The righteousness of God doesn't hurt you. It helps you. Amen. But I'll just be honest with you. Our flesh don't like doing right. Amen. It seems like we'll go out of the way to do wrong. Paul said that. He said that they would do those things, praise God, it's not convenient. When he's talking about those that would get caught up in the world and been turned over to a reprobate mind because those do those things that are not convenient. He said it'd be easier just to follow God and to love God and love your neighbor and love yourself, praise God, and love the world that we live in, because God Almighty is letting us partake in it. But he said you choose to go in a different direction. Amen. It's easier just to serve the Lord. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but it's easier. Amen. There's nothing about this world that's ever going to be easy. Now, the newsflash, if you think, well, preacher, I got in, I got saved, I accepted Jesus as my Savior, what he done for me on Calvary, it just seems like the world is a difficult place. It is. Amen. But God said that he would be with us. He had not put on more than we could bear, but with it he'd make a way of escape. And one day in a little while, praise God, when you get there, you can't bear it no more, praise God, Jesus will pluck us out of here. Amen. Take us get us where he is. Amen. That's his high priestly prayer. He wants us to be with him where he is. If we could ever compute that, amen, down into our hard drive, that's Jesus' will for you and I. That we be with him where he is. That's why in Matthew, praise God, we see that in Joel chapter 3 said, he gave them a beautiful place, a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. Now, when Joel started in Joel chapter 1, it wasn't a place flowing milk and honey. It was a land under siege. It was land under drought. It was a land that was in great famine. Amen. Kind of sounds like where we are today, don't it? Amen. A famine for the knowledge of God. A famine for faith. A famine for spirituality. Amen. A famine for the lack of love for one another. Amen. We're not in a competition. Praise God, we ought to love each other according to the Scriptures. Amen. But God has put them here, and He gave them a land. And Joel, He said, praise God, to all that they had to go through, but said God Almighty would judge. He would be the righteous judge, and He would give them a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. He'd bring us out on the other side rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. But here Matthew, he says, listen, said what? He said, God, the Lord is coming, and He's going to set up a judgment. And He's going to judge as a righteous judge. He's going to gather all the nations. There's none going to be left out. Russia will answer just like China, just like the USA. We'll all have to stand and give an answer to God. Amen. How we walk with God, how we talk with God, how we live for Him, we'll have to give an answer, you and I. Amen. Every one of us is going to have to stand and give an account. Every nation will be called out. I've often thought about this. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the leader of the United States when Jesus comes. Amen. When He calls him out, the nations calls him out and said, hey, listen, what's going on? Amen. There won't be no answering for yourself. You say, God, we've forsaken you. God, we turned our back on you. God, we didn't stay with you. We didn't listen. We heard you, but we didn't listen. There's a day coming we're going to stand. Well, who will stand with God? Those that hear and those that listen. Those that listen to what God says. Christ says it's important because there's coming a separation. He said, He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Amen. He's going to call them out. He's going to separate them. The sheep on the right hand, and the goats on the left. Amen. He's going to judge a righteous judgment for what we did in this life. We're going to have to give an account for it. And He said, those that have been disobedient, haven't heard and listened to what God says, He said, they're going to be those that's on the left. They're going to enter into everlasting punishment. Everlasting punishment. Amen. I can't imagine that. It's bad enough in this world that we live in. As we was talking about this morning, me and several others, was talking about all our aches and our pains. Things that we go through here in this world, in this life. And they're difficult. Amen? And the older you get, I'll be stay honest. You did, this is you too. Used to, I thought, well, people just complain a lot when they get old. They just get old and they like to complain. But I tell you, as you get older, praise God, you get aches and pains. You get things to complain about. Amen. And I think maybe it helps you feel just a little bit better when you talk about it. Amen. But I can't imagine going into everlasting punishment, everlasting torment, praise God, that's far greater than anything we'll face in this world. Terrible, terrible time coming for these goats that's a disrespectful God, rebelled and rejected God and were cast into punishment. Cast into punishment. Amen. He said, but those sheep, those little old sheep, those are on the right side. Amen. I'm glad I'm on the right side, ain't you? Amen. I mean, are you glad you're on the right side this morning? Amen. Praise God. On the right side. Going the right direction with the right one, which is Christ the Savior. Praise God. Our destination, sure. The Bible said they'll have, but the righteous into life eternal. Amen. He said those that's right with God, those that's on the right side, said they're going to enter into life eternal. That's life that never ends, life of rejoicing. It's not a life of punishment. But it's a life of rejoicing, a life when the aches and the pains and the hardships are gone. And we're in the presence of the Lord forever. Praise God. He says, let me just read this to you. He says over in Revelation chapter number 21. In Revelation chapter number 21. And he said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. But I like verse 4. He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. All of heaven will be worth that right there. Amen. For the former things are passed away. He said, we used to have it, but when you get there, you won't. There'll be no more weeping or tears or crying. Be no more death or dying. Praise God. It said, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said, you can take this to the bank. Amen. God says it's faithful, it's true. He said, you can count on it. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. He said, it's done. It's come to a conclusion. God says, it's finished. Jesus said, it's finished. He made provision for me and you to go to heaven. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. A new life, a new heart, a new attitude. Has God made all that new in you? Are you a new person? Are you a new creature in Christ? A new creation in the Lord this morning? Praise God. He said, I'll give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. God said, I've got the water of life. It flows in abundance. Amen. But do we want it? Do we want it?